Now, speaking of sandbags, there is another solution, a quick one. It's one that's an alternative to sandbags. It's called Flood Sacks. Now, Grant Lee Reed is the manager of Flood Sacks. This is a Brotherhood of St. Lawrence initiative. Good morning, Grant Lee.
Yeah, good morning, Ian.
Now, the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence is an organisation that is involved in charitable work. Tell us why you've been involved with a thing called a Flood Sack, and just tell us what it is.
Yes, certainly. And look, I'll start with the first one. Look, the Attorney General's Department identified that those most vulnerable to flooding and storms are the elderly, the infirm, the disabled, large single-parent families, you know, low-income owners, those that don't have access to vehicles. And all these people are those that the Brotherhood have been trying to protect or look after for the last 80 years. So when one of our teams saw the Flood Sacks product over in the UK, they thought, what a fantastic idea. Let's bring this to Australia.
So just explain to the listeners what a Flood Sack is.
Yeah, well, look, it's a lightweight, portable alternative to the sandbag that expands on contact with water. So there's no sand required. You simply take it out of the bag, place it in position, and you actually energise the bag with water. Now, that can be water from a hose, a bucket, a watering can, or even the flood water or the storm water itself. And within 3 minutes, the bag will have expanded to a size of a traditional sandbag. So, you know, it just gives you the option of building a wall of flood sacks in a matter of minutes.
It sounds a bit like a nappy, does it? Or like the way the nappy, you know, when you...
Exactly. That's a great analogy. What it is, it's filled with super-absorbent polymer crystals, and they're interwoven with a wood pulp. And there's a chemical reaction.
Sounds exactly like a nappy, doesn't it? So in other words, the way you'll see a nappy go from something very flat and then it'll expand 3, 4, 5 times. How big will these swell up in terms of their original size?
Yeah, well, that's right. They'll weigh 200 grams when they're unenergised, and then when you add water to them, and in some instances the commercial pack will actually absorb 22 litres of water.
That's a massive increase, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And so what reaction have you had to the Flood Sacks? You're bringing them in to raise money for the charity, Brotherhood of St. Lawrence.
Yeah, exactly. Look, the Brotherhood, we've always been an innovative organisation. For many years we've run a wide range of social enterprises in order to raise money for the work that we do. And this is just one of those social enterprises. So all the profits from Flood Sacks go back to local communities.
What were they like in the recent floods we've seen around Australia then? Have people been using them?
Yes, yeah, certainly. For example, Mackay City Council actually offered rebates to residents in the obviously flood-prone area up in Mackay as a way of trying to get the community to be a bit more self-sufficient, so they didn't have to rely on the SES and the council at the last minute to provide sandbags.
Have you been in touch with anyone in South Australia?
Actually, we have sent information out to different councils, but look, that was only like fairly recently. So look, I'm sure, but South Australia have a fantastic flood safe program through the SES, and councils are involved in that. So we see Flood Sacks as being a part of the process of the flood safe initiative.
So if people are interested in this, they can talk to the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence.
Yep, they can just go online to the Brotherhood website or the Flood Sacks website.
Okay, and are they very expensive?
We've got a home pack and we've got a commercial pack. The home pack is designed to do one door, and you can actually use them for accidental water damage as well, or storm damage, not just for flooding. The home pack, the recommended retail is $59, okay. and that comes with 5 bags.
And all that money goes back to the charity?
Yeah, all the profits from that return back to the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence.
Well, thank you very much this morning, Grant Lee Reed, telling us about Flood Sacks, the sort of the nappy with the difference, if you'd like to look at it that way, that'll expand and help protect your home.
That's it.
Sounds like a very good initiative. Thanks again.
Thanks, Ian.